We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
John Decker is our Fox White House correspondent. John, what has the president announced and how is it being received this morning? It sounds like there's a new tussle today.
Well, there is a new tussle today because Twitter has affixed a warning to one of the president's tweets, a warning label. So if you were to click on what the president tweeted in terms of what happened in Minneapolis with the protests that have taken place over the past few days, Twitter has not removed the tweet, but there's a notice that says the tweet violated the Twitter rules about glorifying violence. So that's the latest tussle with Twitter. Yesterday, the president signed an executive order aimed at Twitter and Facebook and other social media platforms because the president wants to repeal or have Congress repeal a section of the law that is aimed at limiting the broad legal protection that federal law currently provides to social media companies. There's a section of the law passed in 1996. In the Communications Decency Act that gives this immunity to social media companies, and the president wants to see that immunity removed.
I guess it's gotten the attention of the executives.
Well, it has. It's gotten the attention of lots of people, not just the executives at Twitter and Facebook and Google, but also lawmakers, also the ACLU. The problem here is that the president's executive order, which he signed yesterday, doesn't change anything. It doesn't change how Twitter operates. What would change how Twitter operates is a change in the law, and that requires Congress to get involved. So Congress needs to repeal what's known as Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. There have been efforts to do that before. They haven't succeeded. And interestingly enough, there's bipartisan support in doing that. Not only does the president want to repeal Section 230, so does former Vice President Joe Biden. He said so back in January. So there's some bipartisan support for doing this. And, you know, obviously this is something that Congress could take up ahead of the November election. Mm-hmm.
John Decker is our Fox correspondent at the White House this morning. Really appreciate the update, John. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.